So I'm joined on the line right now by Peace River Westlock MP Arnold Viersen. Of course, we're just kind of into the new year here now. And when you look back at kind of the year 2021, what are kind of some of the kind of biggest things you're kind of taking out of the year that was?
Well, probably the last year, the biggest thing for me was the election, the $600 million election that didn't change a whole lot in terms of this country. Justin Trudeau thought he was going to get his majority, and we held him to a minority. Unfortunately, we didn't take power. So that was definitely the big event for us in the year. Other than the struggles with COVID, I'm hoping that 2022 we can get that behind us and start building Canada back again.
One of the big issues we've seen a lot recently in the country is certainly the talk around inflation and how that's sort of affected the cost of living. And certainly I've noticed myself that the gas prices have gone up a little bit as well. What are some things you think kind of needs to happen when it comes to dealing with sort of the cost of living front at the federal level here?
Yeah, so we got to quit spending money that we don't have. When you put money into the economy without increasing production, more dollar spending or chasing fewer goods only raises the price of everything. On top of that, we've seen the CPP increase that comes in January 1st, so Happy New Year. That has caused this basically new CPP taxes coming right off your paycheck. In the midst of the downturn due to COVID, we don't think that that's necessarily a great idea, that the government should be bringing that in right now, and so we've been calling on the Liberals to hold that for a bit. And just around the carbon tax as well, the carbon tax increase just drives up the price of everything. And so we've been calling on the government to repeal the carbon tax, and we'll continue to do that.
Another thing I know you were very big on is you work on sort of the human trafficking and sort of the work on that. I know you've done recently, I believe you sent letters to some different schools when it comes to kind of sort of raising awareness of that kind of stuff. What are some things you're kind of working on there?
Yeah, so I've got a number of private members' bills just around human trafficking, trying to combat it. We've been fairly successful in terms of getting some of that stuff in the platform. So bringing Canada in line with like the UK and some of the American states, having companies of a particular size report how their company may be affected by human trafficking. It's called supply chain reporting. A bill that we've been working on for a number of years already, we managed to get that idea in both our platform, the Conservative platform, and the Liberal platform. So we're hoping that we'll be able to get that passed through in this parliament, given that both of the major parties have that in their platform. Senator McVille Deschene, who I work with a lot, has reintroduced it in the Senate, and so we're hoping that maybe this parliament will be able to get it done. We've been introduced the same bill in the last two parliaments, and with the last time it went through the Senate unanimously, and then it died in the House of Commons, so this time we're hoping we can get that done. I've got a number of other private members' initiatives around sentencing, bringing back some mandatory sentencing for human traffickers, and also just around what defines human trafficking. So bringing Canada in line with what they call the Palermo Protocol, which is a protocol for identifying trafficking victims, making sure that Canadian law allows the police to do their job when it comes to rescuing trafficked victims and also prosecuting traffickers.
And finally, as we're kind of into the first week of the new year here, what kind of some things did you kind of, I guess, see for the region here going into this year here?
Well, I've toured around, I've been talking to folks. It seems like the economy is on the upswing. Everywhere I go, people are looking for people to work in their business, and so that's exciting news. We've seen a bunch of the oil patch coming back fairly strong, and so that's exciting news. Folks are getting phone calls to come back to work in the oil patch, and so that's helpful. We see commodity prices are record highs. Everybody's been able to sell their grain at a good price, and so that's exciting as well. So we'll see probably some investment into the agriculture in the area, new tractors and new trucks, that kind of stuff. And we're looking at forestry as well. The price for the product, our forestry products, is doing really well, and so we're glad to see that those kinds of things continue to promote our economy up here in northern Alberta. It's exciting times in terms of the prices, but it's also just to see, is that just inflationary costs? What are our inputs going to do, and how does that? There's a little bit of uncertainty around that as well. So we'll see how that all plays out. But it is interesting times to live in.
Interesting times. That's definitely, I think, a very good way to put it. Peace River Westlock MP Arnold Pearson, thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, anytime, Kyle. It's always a privilege to be on your radio show.